Stupid holy water! Stupid bitch! I knew I should have. Hey, Bright Eyes. Am I still attracted to you? I know I'm already red most of the time, but these burns, they can't be making you salivate. Okay, good. No. Keep snuggling me, please. It feels nice. Don't let go of me. Not yet. You really want to stay with me? Are you sure? But I'm trash. Burnt trash. I'm literally a dumpster fire, Bright Eyes. Lucifer said you had to finish getting your revenge, and that I had to behave myself until you do, or else he'd... But I know you hate hurting people, though. You could do way better, you know. That's what... My last master knew that before he cast me back into hell. Didn't even hesitate. Yes, I had a master before you. Hundreds of years ago. He summoned me to do his bidding and used me as he saw fit before he threw me away. Said I failed him. That I was absolute trash. But I was good. I swear. I did everything he asked. I loved him. I loved him so much. I do trust you, Bright Eyes. You've been nothing but good to me. Even when I've been clingy, needy, obnoxious, or bratty. Are you sure you want to be with me? All right. But we do need to talk about something. Even if we do this, even if you get your revenge, and I behave, you'll still more than likely become a demon based on the actions of your deeds. You'll be with me, but I don't know in what context. There's never been an instance of a human willingly becoming a demon, especially not for love. No, I... Fuck! Oh. Oh, I have greatly erred. No, Bright Eyes, that wasn't me. That was you. Before you ask, let me just... get this, put this right here, and there we go. Water and glass can fall into this trash can. So, the thing with demon powers is that you have to use them often. Otherwise, they just sort of build up and, well, become a problem. Bigger than just breaking a vase. Much bigger. This whole Lucifer and other demon talk, from what I can sense, it's making you anxious. and your anxiety caused that vase to break. And I'm not joking when I say that it could have been way worse. You're about 2 shakes short of a fire starter, sweetheart. Well, like I said before, you're one of the purest people I've ever met. You don't really want to hurt anyone. Sure, you get mad and you have some dark thoughts, but you also got sad about a fucking squirrel looking upset over an acorn it had dropped. A fucking squirrel that had dropped a nut made you want to get the acorn and give it to this tiny rodent that had no idea what the hell you were doing. It was so cute. Of course I'm not making fun of you. You're cute. And mine. You're even cuter when you still shudder and blush whenever I come up behind you to wrap my arms around this waist of yours. And the little noises you make when I kiss and mark this neck of yours. I love these little goosebumps too. So cute. So mine. I want both of those things to stay true forever. But to make sure of that, we'd best see how penned up you are. I wonder what I should do. You might explode any second now. What a mess you would make. Calling me mommy does things to me. But we simply must tend to you. One second, cutie. Let me just move my hand.
This should work. What does it look like? It's a portal.
What? No! I'm not throwing you into some weird dungeon. I'm taking you to a space between worlds so that we can see what you're working with.
Or would you like to go to the dungeon first?
No. I have to behave. Ramis, you have to behave.
No, I don't think it'll be that bad. You'd have to have some real deep shit buried and a knack for magic for it to become super dangerous. This is more or less to make sure we don't take out a city block or have nosy neighbors bothering us. Now come on.
Here we are. A nice little private subspace. Nothing will be disturbed here. Now let's see. Oh, here's an idea. I'm gonna make a test dummy that looks like your ex. There we go. So, I've shown you how to direct your powers before. Once. Just focus all of that power on the dummy. As much as you can, then let it go. And don't worry too much about hurting the stupid thing, it's—
Ah!
Holy shit! The fucking thing just exploded. Bright Eyes, just how goddamned powerful have you gotten? And how have I not noticed? Excuse me? What do you mean you still think you were holding back? No. Not possible. Hang on, I'm making another dummy. Okay, this time, try doing little pew pew hands. Yes, like finger guns.
There you go. Okay. Go ahead and focus all of your power like you aim to shoot the fucker FPS style.
Bright Eyes? Oh, fuck. Holy, that was the most amazing, the most phenomenal, the most Yusuke Urameshi meets Sailor Jupiter type shit I've ever seen! That thing blasted like Team Rocket losing at Smash Brothers! That was the sickest thing I've ever seen! That was some type of animation! I have expected you to manifest a planet-sized drill! Oh, holy fuck, will you marry me? Oh, no, I mean, fuck. I'm sorry, I didn't mean, but please don't send me away! Really? It's okay? I didn't hear a yes, though. Or a no. Not opposed, eh? Just bad timing. But if it were the right moment, would you have said yes? Hey, I can look at you like a lovesick puppy on occasion. I am your fiancé now. Okay, soon to be fiancé. I love you, Bright Eyes. It's hard to admit as much, but I really do. Mm-hmm.